Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday, and we're in the month of June. The date is the 12th, and we're in the year of 2015. Well, this is our paranormal show tonight, and let's clear away energies from people that may have problems with situations that they're dealing with. So think of your situation. It could be an emotional trauma, maybe even pain. So think of one thing. Here we go. See if we can help you out with that. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do that one again here. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's bring up the light beams. And here we go. Energizing the first light beam for everybody. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, light beam number two. One, two, three, four, and five. And if you have the third light beam up, here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and this weekend starts off our four-hour and eight-hour call. So Saturday and Sunday is our intensives. And on Sunday, we get rid of the alien parasitic life forms that are living with you, causing problems. So anyway, that's starting this weekend. On Saturday, it's 1 o'clock Pacific. Sunday is 10 o'clock Pacific. Go to the website and on the link at the top, and it will direct you to the page. So here we go. Let's bring up our co-host tonight. So, Michelle, are you out there?
I'm here. Hello. It's paranormal night. I'm so excited. So I wasn't on for, last Wednesday, which just occurred 2 days ago, but the week before that, and I'll give the date, that was 6/3/15, I believe that we were working on going through the details of the clearing called Eliminating Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters, and Alien Parasites. And if it's okay with you, Ron, I would really like to continue this one where we left off, and just make sure people know, like, what's available and what each thing does so that if they get this clearing, they can really utilize it. So in my notes, it seems that we ended with section number 6, and I'm going to find which one that is. That talks about alien mind hypnosis, and there's no choices with that one. It's just one thing, alien mind hypnosis, and I had a question about it. Is it the same as alien mind fog, the free clearing that you have on your website, or is this one different?
It's completely different. So this one here actually goes after the aliens and helps you out with the different energies. So we have all the free sample clearings, and they're all normally alien agenda stuff. But, you know, if you're having difficulties, and you know you're under attack, then the alien attack page is what you want to go to. So it's a different clearing completely when you get into that. So it's $30 a month, and people use that page to help to rid themselves of aliens that are attacking them. So back to you.
How would you know if you're under alien mind hypnosis? Is it like you are just kind of daydreaming, or
you don't want to connect the dots too well? You know, you won't. Might feel okay. You remember, these are all programs that they put into you, and so the mind fog clearing that's free is something that's probably more in the atmosphere. We'll say that kind of comes around the different areas to numb people out. They could also do an implant on you with that, but just to make it real simple, it's something that, you know, they're doing around you to numb you out and maybe your friends or something. And the other ones are designed for things that you already have in you and you want to get them released. So I can do a sample of that here. So
okay.
Here we go. I'll do the mind fog sample. That one's a free one. So one, two, three, four, and five, and I'll do that one again. One, two, three, four, and five. Now we'll do the hypnosis one, and this one here is going to go a lot further into probably your body's consciousness and everything else, because it's connected to you. It's like a barcode in a sense. It's something that, that although it probably would not be a barcode, but it could be, but it's something that's connected to you, and it's uniquely presented to you by the alien races so that you're going to respond a certain way. But the other clarions are kind of more general. But here we go, releasing this energy. One, a hypnosis one. Two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Holy moly. Okay, back to you.
So it seems as if each individual person would have their own trigger that would hypnotize them. And this is going to take a little bit of that energy off of them?
Yeah, in a sense, just think of yourself as a being controlled with the remote control. And the aliens have the handpiece in their hand, and they're controlling you that way. So that's kind of the way you want to look at all the information on the alien attack page, okay?
Right.
So that's what they're doing to you. And that's why you want to get the stuff off of you. Very, very important to, you know, move on with your life and not to be stuck. And some people don't even know why they're stuck or how they're stuck, okay? But anyway, that's I would suggest doing if you just kind of say, you know, I think I might have this going on, but I'm not sure. But, you know, I don't know. If you're thinking about it, then by all means, I would strongly recommend, you know, getting that clearing for a month. And it is, you know, pretty comprehensive. So there's a lot going on with it. Well, you definitely want to experience that and to keep going with it and experience all the different things that you're dealing with. There is quite a bit of stuff going on. So back to you.
Yeah, so the next one, and I really love this one, is option number 7, alien life forms courting your energy system. And there's only one choice. And so I guess if anyone is hooking up with you, the light beings can see who that is and just get rid of that, get rid of all those cords. That's a great one.
Yep.
Do you have anything to add to that?
I can do a sample of that here. I'll do alien cording that's attached to your right hand, the palm of your hand. Here we go. So one, two, yawning, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, heavy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Yeah, I would think that if you had a certain amount of, let's say, alien life forms courting your system, and you did all that work, all that clearing just now for just our right hand. So it looks like in this clearing, for each one of these, you can only click on one thing at a time. You can run it for 480 minutes. During that time, are the light beams going through every body part and just finding whatever cords have to do with this and then just disconnecting them?
Yes, in a sense, that would be correct. Some people maybe already know where they're being connected. You could enter that in, too.
Right. I am not one of those people, I have to say. And I know that on a lot of those, a lot of those earlier shows, I don't know what year, but it was like a certain year when you mentioned it a lot, that a lot of people don't feel anything, but it's still working, because I know when I do a lot of clearings, I could be like, oh, maybe I don't feel much, but sometimes if it's doing a lot for me, I might get tired. I might have to take a nap or lay down. But then a few days later, I see the result. I do feel different, or something's different in my reality. And in that way, I know that it's working. So that's always really interesting to me. I don't know if other people mention that or not to you, Ron, but that's been my experience. So, okay, so I'm going to go to the next one. The next one is option 8, and it's alien planet courting. And, I don't know. Do you have anything to say about that, Ron? Is that different than your courting when you do the natal chart? Is it different than that clearing?
Let's see here. Yes, yeah, so that one will be different. It'll go deeper. So here we go. Let's do a... let's just do the moon. Everybody knows about the moon, so here we go. So one. Oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Getting tired, wow. One. Two, we'll see if anybody else is getting tired, too. Three, four, five, six, seven, wow, eight, nine, and ten. And more energies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okie doke.
Yes, I did get a little tired during that one. Ron, I've always wanted to know, is the moon a planet?
It depends what timeline you're looking at it with, okay?
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing. I think it's a fabrication, but there are people who claim they go to the moon, and I can kind of vouch for that. And on certain timelines, it does exist, yes.
But it's not like a planet, like our planet, is it?
Not exactly.
No, like I don't know, but is it like, does it sustain life and give life like our planet does?
The underground, it can, but on the surface, I would say possibly not.
Okay. All right. Okay, so the next option is web attack attachment removal, and in this one, it looks like you would have to write in which, it sounds like a website you think may have courted you or caused problems for you. You'd have to add that in there.
Yes, that is correct. So if you happen to, you know, in the past done different types of, web searches looking for things, which, you know, people do all the time, but if for some reason you look back on it and maybe you go to a site again after, we'll just say 5 years, you know, you thought, oh, I visited this site here and I want to see what it's like now, and you go to it, and you go, this doesn't feel quite right, or it feels a little icky or something. Well, using that site to act with people. So what would that mean? Is that site, is the frequency of that site, I'm trying to get the right words here for people. It's not as if it's a vibration, but it would be like a frequency. And so the aliens can put onto a website different frequencies for abduction. So to make it a little clearer for people, everybody has a car radio, have different frequencies that you can tune into. So ideally, the car radios, you know, they're all going to play, say, music. So websites, you know, show information. Well, it's the same thing, but you know, as you start selecting different websites, the aliens can come across on a website and maybe do abductions with you because they're in control of time. So they could be having a website that they earmark that everybody goes to, and they want to abduct people, which you really won't know if you're abducted or not. You never came up with, you know, upon your birth, a little red buzzer and light, you know, that would light up when you got abducted. You know, that doesn't come into our pack of life toolbox here, you know. So we don't know when we're not here. And so you, you know, looking at that situation, you know, they're in control of time. So like I said earlier, what timeline are you on? Or what timeline are you looking at the moon with? I've had different experiences where you look up in the skies and you're only visibly seeing maybe 50 stars. You go, well, I wonder what happened here, you know? And it's a clear sky, you know? And then other times you look up and you see hundreds. So the whole thing is, what timeline are you on as you're having these experiences? Now, the timeline where you're having a negative experience, you only need to go to that timeline once, and you're still on it for life. So a lot of people think they'll say, well, yeah, I did that experience, and I don't like it anymore, so I'm going to not do that particular spiritual practice or whatever. Well, you're still hooked up unless you do timeline crashes on it. They will take you and own way of doing things, they can hold that time, that space, that timeline, and recreate you over and over and over again. That's where people have a lot of like phantom pains and things going on with them, simply because they're on a timeline from a long time ago, and it's very hard to predict what's happening to you and to figure it out. As it could have happened, you know, 30 years ago. You can remember what you did 30 years ago? More than likely not. Okay? But you could be being tortured, you know, in that same scenario that happened 30 years ago, just like it happened, you know, today on something else that you're doing. They can copy and paste that timeline from 30 years ago into your present moment here. And you may get a hit on something a little bit, but basically, you may not ever, you know, be able to figure it out. So if you do figure it out, then by all means, you know, look at it and say, you know, I'm going to do some timeline crashes on this here. Just like if you've been to different, like sacred sites and the like, you may have energies coming to you from a long, long time ago and not knowing why you're having headaches now, why you feel a little dizzy, you know, why things happen around that same time every year. Maybe you visited some pyramid or went to some special spiritual healer someplace or a guru or whatever, you know, and you know, you can say, you know, I get this headache every June, you know, on the second week, or I just feel funny. And so as you start looking at it, you go, you know, I went over here, and now you're on that timeline when you start looking at it. You're on that timeline, you're going back in time, reliving your past. So that's what I normally try to tell people. Don't talk about anything that's negative, okay? And in a sense, you know, positive things too could kind of be the same way, because you're going to be drawing that energy to you. Especially if you talk about a negative person that you may have come across, you know, and you go, oh, I don't like this person, and you start elaborating on what's going on. And then all of a sudden, you wonder, geez, what's happening to me? Well, the person's in the room with you, and you're on that timeline, and you're re-experiencing that altercation, you're re-experiencing whatever happened to you. And it's much like, you know, people who maybe have a special day in their life. And so let's just say that you had a great experience, okay, with something. Maybe you got married, you know, on today's date. And so right away, every year when this today's date comes, you may bring forth that energy when you were married, and you have all these thoughts, and you have all the vision, just like you got married, you know, the wedding cake and everything else, and you're probably very happy if you were happy at that time because you're now living, you know, with that timeline. That's what I'm trying to help you out with here, is that you're re-experiencing this energy. And then what happens is if the opposite situation happens to you, maybe you got divorced and married for 10 years, and now you're going into your second year of being divorced, and the only reason why you got divorced is because people changed, you know, their experiences and didn't want to be with each other. So all of a sudden now, you know, you're wondering, gee, wedding day comes, and I feel awful, and I'm really upset. Well, you're upset because, you know, maybe the person didn't fulfill you. Well, that's kind of what happens during the whole process, is that you're reliving timelines, and that's your choice. So as you keep revisiting the past in the past again and again, you are now reliving maybe an experience that you really don't want to relive. But you're bringing yourself into it by thinking about it. Or you want to stay neutral. Well, back to you.
Okay. So don't talk about the past unless you really want to go through it again.
Yes.
And this clearing, if you have all the options checked on the very top, it is doing four separate timeline crashes. It's a very great clearing. So my question concerning that was, if we're doing timeline crashes, when we are done with all this, do we need to do space-time crashes for this particular clearing?
I do about 10% of the time that you're doing this with. So if you get 1,000 timeline crashes, that's because, you know, you were in, you know, having dire straits or something, and you get out of something, you knew you were really hooked up to it. Then, you know, do maybe 100 space-time crashes on that.
Okay.
You're only always brought back, but if you're not brought back here, then you're lost in space.
Right, so, and you wouldn't know that, right?
You would not know that, no, because you don't know when you're abducted. Or you're abducted every 10 minutes, and then a different alien race has you and controlling you, you see?
Mm-hmm.
That, and that's why people are unconscious and don't always understand, you know, what's happening to them in their life, because they're always being changed from one timeline to another through a different alien race controlling you. Well, back to you.
Right, that can make it difficult for you to get things done in your life. Okay, so great. So it is suggested that we do space-time crashes just in case we're still out there and we haven't come back. So then the very last one is the spirit-to-body integration, which is also in some of the free clearings, but it's just added here. So it looks like there are so many windows. If you could handle doing a lot of clearings, is it suggested to open several windows and do several of these clearings at the same time?
No. You can do, well, first of all, everybody's different on their energy system.
Right.
So most people mentally will say, oh, I can handle that, sure, you know, sock it to me, you know. Well, you may get socked because your body may not be able to keep up with the clearing. Means that it has to have time to integrate. You know, what does that mean? You could have, you could maybe have yourself get tired. Maybe you might feel a little emotional about something. But normally the body will get tired. So, and if you're going to do clearings, have maybe two different types of clearings, then have those clearings be the same agenda. So, you know, like, you know, I want to get off the timeline because I lost $100, okay? So now you're on the losing money timeline. Okay, so you can do that, and then maybe you have a timeline where you're in fear of losing $100. So right away, you're on the timeline where you lost it, okay? And now you say, gee, I have a whole lifetime fear clearing, and I might get the unlimited version because now I want to do the one for losing $100. You could do that. You could probably also put on your psychic billboard. That's radiating out there where you are right now. I want to lose $100. So that's on there. So you could do all the same related type of clearings, but just be careful because your body may not be able to get balanced out enough. And you may, you know, be tired for a day after or 2 days after. That could be a possibility as the clearing is taking away this stuff. The energy will come back to you. But can your body handle it? And what other blockages are there in your body not allowing you to have a complete healing? Maybe I do this and say, you know, really tired. Well, how come I'm tired? You know, I did other clearings and I never got tired. And this one here, I'm really tired on. Maybe you need another clearing, maybe a third or fourth clearing that's blocking your body from healing completely. That's how you have to look at the different clearings. You could do more than one. I don't really recommend it, only because of that. And you know, if you have something very special to do, maybe your job depends on you being at work on Monday morning, and you think you're going to do this this clearing, have more clarity, you know, on maybe Sunday, and you do five different clearings at once, you might not even wake up, you know, to get to work on time. You might be really sluggish. You might feel your body trying to integrate the energy, just can't lift a crumb until your body is able to handle the energy from the clearing that you did. So just doing one clearing, you're probably going to be perfectly fine. As you start to do a lot at one time, that's where the problems could come about. And you got to be just careful and know probably what your body, you know, is used to. But still, you know, some people can do a bunch at once and some people can't. And maybe the issue that you're dealing with is so ingrained in you that you may not be able to keep balance. Maybe somebody cursed you for the $100. You don't know that. So you're trying to clear out losing $100 and somebody cursed you. So maybe you have to do a curses, hexes, spell clearing as you can't, you know, get yourself balanced out with that. And you may not even know that. So back to you.
Okay, good. So just monitor your energy, and possibly if you're going to do a lot of work, make sure it's on the weekend and you don't have work the next day. There were just a few things when I was discussing this particular clearing that were told to me that I thought was interesting. Somebody had mentioned that the choice in section number 4, if you have this clearing, is inharmonious color frequencies. And I used to look at that and go, oh, I don't know what that is. But she said it is specifically dealing with different stresses in your particular life and will get rid of those. And the person who told me this said it just released a lot of stress in her life whenever she runs this one. And she says she runs it a lot and it feels really great. So that is inharmonious color frequencies. I just wanted to point that one out, that that's a really good choice when you're doing this clearing. And I know, Ron, you also mentioned that if a person needs to integrate, and I know there's a whole other clearing that I like to, you know, do every now and then, and it's called the magnetic twisted body clearing. And I don't know, maybe you want to just talk about what that does.
Okay, so I put that clearing up quite a while ago because some people noted that they weren't having success like other people with their clearings. So I went, And after looking at it for a while, we noticed that the energies of the clearing worked fine, but the body would not accept it. I went, well, what's happening here? And it wouldn't accept it because the dark side, the aliens, took these energetic bodies that are invisible and relocated them, twisted them and turned them. And so all of a sudden, I had to come up with this clearing, help people, and lo and behold, once you do that clearing, all the clearings that you have done in the past are automatically renewed again. So if you did a clearing and maybe, you know, it didn't give you what you thought you wanted, even though it worked, it may not have given you anything because dark side took a few of these energetic bodies. Remember, you have 108 bodies. And so if one of these bodies become out of alignment, then you may not be able to have a clearing because maybe it only cleared 108 of them, and the 107 and the 108th one is completely out of sync. You do this clearing, it puts the bodies back into alignment, and all of a sudden, voila, all that you've done in the past when that body was not being connected to source energy for the clearing through your spirit, all of a sudden it would work, and all these clearings that you had instantly will work, just like it's a brand new clearing for you. So that's what that clearing does. It realigns your bodies, takes source energy. Otherwise, your spirit really can't connect to them and or find them. So back to you.
Great. So it's like all of a sudden your body can accept what's going on, which is really nice. Okay, so then the other thing that I found very interesting about this particular clearing is one of them, it's an implant removal, and it's called for energetic cords to other people. I didn't know. I thought, I knew you could have energetic cords to other people, but I didn't realize that somebody or something could have put an implant in you to constantly cord you to maybe one particular person, maybe your handler or something like that. So that was a really great clearing. I really liked it.
Yeah, and that happened. Yeah, I've dealt with a person, actually more than one, but the one comes to mind where this lady had a boyfriend that she was no longer seeing, but her parents liked her a lot. I mean, the boyfriend's parents liked her a lot. So they did all these rituals on her so that she would never get another boyfriend. And she would be, in a sense, forced to be with this man, which was their son. And she was having all kinds of difficulties because she couldn't really get dates, or she would maybe go out on a date and would fizzle out or something, or, you know, whatever happened, that energy was there. And that's sort of what happened. So people do that. And then the handler part is another way to look at it. But, yeah, the whole thing is these things are real, and people do curse hexes spells on people. And they really don't probably really know the extent and how damaging it is, to the person. So if you're having difficulties getting a job, for instance, maybe somebody did one of these things to you. Looking for a job for a long time. And then all of a sudden, I want to get this job, but I just can't get it. I'm really qualified, but they don't even want to call me. Or I had this appointment, and I went in there and they said, man, you're the best. You're out of all the people, you got the job. And you're waiting now to have the person call you. And then when you finally check back, you find out that somebody who was, wasn't even qualified like you, maybe half your talent got the job, and you wonder, what's going on here? Well, it's because that's what's going on. Back to you.
Yeah, that is always interesting. It's, I guess you could say, it's hard to tell. It's hard to put your finger on it, but let's say you've gone out on several dates, and some of them weren't good, which is to be expected, but some of them were great, and then nothing happened. That is kind of strange. I suppose it's hard to tell if, something has been put upon you, but, to be safe, I would just, if I bought this clearing, I would just run it just to make sure that anything would be taken off. Because the light beings would be able to find it, whether or not you really knew about it, right? Like, if there was something there, they would take it away, right?
Right, that is correct, because you don't know what you're stuck with or what's happening to you.
Yeah.
So just by doing the clearing, you know, it'll clear things out. So that's the main thing. You don't have to believe or wonder. You know, just know that people do that. Oh, that's...
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I've seen it happen a couple times. I actually have a question here that came through the fast chat, and it's about the light beings. It says, do they have physical bodies?
They do have physical bodies when we go to the light ship. So when I take people to the light ship, yes, the light beings will come to you in physical form. After that, they do not.
Oh, okay. All right. And we have a little testimonial about Wednesday night's hand clearing. It says, Wednesday's hand clearing took away the pain cording in my hand. Afterwards, my hand looked different, more real, feels better. Can you do a clearing for head connectors and headaches?
Okay. So, head connectors, here we go. It's normally on the top of your head, but it could be elsewhere. But here we go. One, releasing some of these energies from you. One, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's see what that does here.
Okay, thank you. So I think that ends our informative chat about eliminating alien attack shapeshifters and alien parasites clearing, which is a great clearing. It is $30 for a month. So once you buy the clearing, it starts immediately. So go in there and open up a couple windows and start choosing some things. And even if you don't know what it's about, it might be a good idea to run a clearing for that for as long as you can and just see how you feel.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. So when you buy a clearing and it's a certain amount of time, that clearing starts when you buy it. Doesn't start when you start doing the clearing. If you bought a clearing for, we'll just say, 1 week, and you waited, you know, 6 days to do it, thinking that you have 1 week to do the clearing, you're only going to have 1 day to do it. So when you choose to do a clearing, then you want to start the clearing, you know, at that particular time. So hopefully that will give some clarity to people. I don't have very many people, you know, who have... waited that long, but there was a few people that have. Typically, you know, that's the way they work. So the programs, when you get into the computer and use PayPal and you get in there, they are completely set up, you know, with the codes that work when you start your clearing. Once you pay for it, then that's the day that it's starting. So definitely, you know that so that you can begin your clearing, and if you don't want to get it that day, then wait until you can have time to do that. So back to you.
Right. So on your next vacation or your next staycation, then you buy it that day. Sounds like a good idea.
So let's do a clearing for let's do your other hand. We did one hand earlier to get rid of some energies on it, so we'll do your other hand now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, here we go. So let's do another clearing. And we started off with an emotional clearing. So let's do one for fear. Remember, fear is a big one for most people. So here we go, fear clearing. Think of one of your fears that you have. Oh, 1, releasing that energy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, let's just look at, since we talked about the people doing psychic attacks and things like that to you, let's just look at the situation. Maybe for some reason, you know, maybe your mother-in-law doesn't like you too much, okay? So you never really even thought they are doing a psychic attack on you to make your life miserable, because they really want you to get a divorce from maybe their son or daughter, okay? So it's the mother-in-law scenario, okay? So as you started finding out it through your marriage or whatever, you realize that you have seen, you know, a lot of crystals in her house, and, you know, you've seen candles, and then you found out that she was, quote-unquote, maybe a light worker. Then you found out, oh, well, she goes to these covens every once a week or once a month. And now you're wondering, you know, you say, you know, I'm starting to get a pain in my back. You know, I've had this pain for like a year since she gave me a dirty look, you know, and, you know, that's when the pain kind of started. Is she doing a psychic attack on me? Well, very possibly. So that's why we have that special page up for curses, hexes, spells. And since you know who she is, you could even do, you know, the dark side practitioner. Both clearings are very, very similar. Dark side practitioner is if you know who's doing it, and the curse of sex to spell one is if you don't know but things aren't working well for you, okay? So either one is good. If you feel like maybe you have more than one person coming at you and you don't know who they are, you may just want to get the curse of sex to spell clearing. The other one, you have to input a name into it. And you want to do them, you know, a whole bunch of times. So that's kind of the way, you know, things go on. So anyway, if you notice that you get a dirty look from maybe your mother-in-law or father-in-law each time you visit them, and they really don't like you, and, you know, because, you know, they don't, you know, the standards that they had for their son or daughter, you know, you're not doing, even though you're in love with that person and they love you. You know, you may want to do that clearing. So we'll see if our co-host is on. So are you out there, Michelle?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay.
Hi. I was wondering about that one. Is, like, let's say they're not a light worker or they're not a practitioner. They don't do Wicca or anything like that. What if they're just another person, but they just think, oh, I don't like the way she has her hair done. Is that enough of an energy to send a bad thought that can actually hurt somebody?
Yeah, they're in judgment of what they looked at. They don't like your hair, so they go, oh, that person has, you know, really bad hair today. Well, they're sending you that energy. They're energetic courting you, you know. So now you're courted with that person. They didn't think a thought of you that was maybe negative or even a positive thought. It's all the same. They still can take your energy. So let's just say that you got this wonderful, you did your hair, you know, and it looks great, whatever that would be to you, you know. And you walk into a room and everybody turns their head and they go, wow, this person looks fantastic. And they all clap and say how great you look. And you're really taking all that energy in like, wow, this is great. You know, I really like this because they all like me. Well, they're all giving you a psychic attack. They're envying you because you look so good, basically. They're not in non-judgment because they're judging you, and they're thinking how great you look. Okay? So automatically, they may be thinking about you. Maybe they're talking about you the next day. Oh, this person came into our room, and, man, and everybody turned their heads. And or maybe the person just happened to look great that day, okay? And maybe the person had the ideal weight and, you know, who walked into the room. Now, the person who's judging you, who really liked you, they go, well, you know, I could look that good, but I weigh 30 pounds more and I could never look that good. Now they're going to really be upset with you because they're heavier than you and they can never come to that, have that expectation of themselves because they can't lose the 30 pounds to look as good as you. So they start doing psychic attacks on people. So I have heard of that that same scenario, you know, where these people do, you know, celebrities will do and pay people to do these things to get a job or to take down other celebrities so that they are no longer around. I won't go too much into that, but I have heard of a few people being out in the circuit where people come to me when I'm in L.A. and they talk about how awful this or these people are. I won't give any names, naturally. But anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Michelle.
Okay. You know, along with that, we have a question here tonight. It says, which healing would you suggest to remove the intent of someone who hit you?
Well, first there'd be the timeline crash. That's like the Band-Aid clearing because you want to get off of that timeline. So either did the person, imagine they maybe got physically hit or maybe they got hit by a car. You know, a car ran into them. But either way, it's all the same stuff. You know, the scenario is that something happened to you. And so you are now on that timeline, even if it happened, you know, a month ago or 30 years ago. You're still on that same timeline. And, you know, from there, that energy is working with the aliens. They keep copy and pasting it. They put it like on a continuous loops, you know, kind of like the old days, the old cassettes that were continuous loop where you could hear something over and over again, or a DVD or whatever, you know, just kind of goes into repeat, and it goes over and over and over again. And they're getting energy off of it because you're upset, there's something happening, and it doesn't matter when it was to you because they're in control of time. Once you really start understanding that, you're going to first probably get very upset. You're going to say, how can I be violated like that? Okay? And then after you get over that, you're going to realize that, yeah, now I want to get off of these things that I experienced where I had a great emotion or a lot of pain. And that's why you do the timeline crashes. And then from there, if you're still having things happening to you, like somebody hitting you, whatever that would be, then you know that you have an issue and your psychic billboard is saying, please hit me. And also, maybe you're dealing with the fear energy or some kind of, you know, sabotage energy. Find out what whole lifetime clearing you need to do to get off of that timeline where that thing is recycling on you. Remember, history repeats itself until you get off of those timelines and you get rid of the issue. Remember, just a program that you're running. We'll just take the words on the website as far as clearings and or healings, and put the word in there. What you're having is a release from programs, alien programs attached to you, and they're recycling. And, you know, if you just think of your life, maybe you can pull up maybe 20 bad situations that you've had in your life, if you had a lot of them. Maybe you can only think of a half a dozen. Well, they're still going on, so think of those, because they are making and creating your life today and giving you the same outcome that you may have had when you were, you know, 5 years of age or something. They're still recycling. You need to get off of those. You need to break and get rid of those programs so you're not connected to them. So it's like our show's coming to a close, probably about 5 minutes here. Actually, we can probably go to five after. So we got 10 minutes to go.
Okay.
What can we do, Michelle?
Oh, I don't know. When you were just talking, all I could think was, you know, sometimes people kind of joke and they go, I think something's messing with me. And now after hearing you talk about this, Ron, I can definitely say, yeah, something probably is messing with you. So it's just so great because now we have tools, literally, that we can do something about it. So it's really nice. Well, How about if we had a little sample healing of a time when somebody was hit or hurt in some way by someone's intent?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, so maybe, as you look back in your life, going back to when you were a child, maybe one of your parents hit you because that's what they used to do. I don't know what they do now, but in the old days, you know, at least in my generation, you know, the belt would come out and all of a sudden you'd get spanked. I don't know if that ever stopped, but, you know, my generation, that was a pretty common situation. So let's say that happened to you, or maybe you got sent to your room. So we can do two of these at once here. Maybe you never got spanked, but you got sent to your room and you couldn't play with your friends for a week or something. So now you're angry with your parents, and they're probably angry with you too. But regardless, you know, you had that damaging situation that you're thinking about now, and, oh, man, I got sent to my room, and that was really unjust. So now you're living with injustice. This is recycling in your life, that people are being unjust to you, okay? Or you got spanked, and now you're getting hit by somebody else. But regardless, what we'll take away is that initial first contact, we'll use the word there, alien contact, as they're working through your parents and everything else, that you had problems with, that happened to you. So here we go. This is an energetic hit brought to you. Just think if you were hit by a belt, for instance, okay? So right away, your mother or father is really angry with you because they're doing it. They always somehow could say, this hurts me more than it hurts you, but you know that is not the intent as you get spanked, you know? And so you look at this situation, and they're putting all of their energy for whatever you did into that belt as they're swinging that and it's hitting you. Now you're imprinted with that event that happened in the belt, and that's going right into your skin. Let's take that away from you. Now, in the other situation where you had the injustice done to you, that's still imprinted in you, thought that you did something wrong that your parents judged, and you didn't think it was that bad, but they did. So now you got this judgment attached to your body. So either way, we'll take this away. So here we go. We're doing both at once. One, releasing this energy from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, see how your body's feeling. And I'll go another step further. There was an old commercial a long time ago, and the punchline was, you know, in that commercial, was these young children are eating something, and they go, Mikey likes it. You may remember that commercial. And so all of a sudden, that means that, you know, you were being served food because Mikey was eating something. And so you were having to eat everything on your plate. And so that kind of made you think, oh, Mikey likes it now, you know, that I should probably get this myself because Mikey likes it. Okay. So let's say that you don't like Brussels sprouts or, you know, green beans or something that asparagus, something that you just don't like at all. And you still don't like it, but your parents were there and they go, you know, we bought this, you know, this thing cost me, you know, 10 cents, and you're not going to throw it away. You're going to eat this. It's good for you. And so now you're eating this and you hate it. And to this day, you still hate it because you don't like it. You know? So let's take that, the time in your life where your parents forced you under duress from being spanked or whatever, losing your privileges, that you had to eat this, that you just really didn't want to eat. Let's take away that energy. This will be very interesting. We'll probably get a lot of comments sent to us on this. So here we go. You might even be able to taste it in your mouth now as we're releasing it. hopefully you don't upchuck, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll do another food thing here. Let's just say that you went to your grandparents' house, for instance, okay? And you're younger, and your grandmother was an awful cook, and she made this thing that everybody hated because it wasn't done well or right. And you're sitting down to eat this, and all of a sudden, your parents look at each other, and then you look at them, and they're going, oh, God, I got to eat this because I'm forced to eat this. I have to eat it. I can't say this thing tastes awful. And your grandmother doesn't know the difference, you know, and she's eating it, and they're all saying how great it is. Oh, you know, your grandfather, and grandmother are eating this, and your whole family looks at each other and goes, oh, geez, we got to eat this anyway because we have to. And then you're trying to put up a fuss, like this thing tastes like, you know, tastes awful. And your parents say, oh, honey, you have to eat this. This is very good for you. And your parents are choking also, but they got to make you eat it. And they threaten you to eat it, so you eat it. So we probably all have that scenario or something. So let's take away that energy. So here we go. Releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do one other thing here. I heard from people, and I never had this experience, but I have heard from people that in the Catholic tradition, going to the Catholic schools, if the children didn't behave, the nuns would hit their fingers with a ruler or something. So I don't know if that's true or not. I never had that experience. But if something happened to you like that in the school, and it wouldn't have to be a Catholic school, it could be something else, the teacher got upset and did something, so we'll release that energy. So here we go. Releasing the energy, whatever happened to you from the teacher doing something to you. Maybe you got swatted or something, for misbehaving in front of all the other children. And I bent over and the teacher whacked you with like a ping pong paddle or something. Who knows? But anyway, here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So along that school line where maybe you got spanked or something in front of all the kids, now you're mortified, okay? And maybe you're crying and people are laughing at you, giggling, as what you did was kind of stupid and you got punished, and now you're like completely embarrassed, 100%. Let's take that energy away from you. Oh, and this could be a life pattern that you're dealing with right now, and could have happened 40 years ago. Oh, here we go. Releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's go one more step further here, then we'll do the mind to heart drop. So let's just say that your parents were not really good parents and they did bad things for you, okay? And so now Mother's Day and Father's Day's come. You go in to buy them a card, and all the cards are really mushy. Oh, I love you, etc. you go, geez, where can I buy a card that really tells my parents what I think of them? You know? Well, that's probably not going to be in that store that you're going to, unless you make your own up. And so, anyway, this here is where you're forced to in a sense, lie to them, telling them how great they were in your life, okay? And you know that it's not true, but because the day is there, and you feel guilty if you didn't buy them a card. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Well, we have our intensive starter tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, 4-hour conference call, and we do water charging. And then Sunday is our 8-hour call, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific, but we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop now. So we need to command your spirit to do this for you, because you can't do it inside of your head, then you're in darkness, alien agenda of mind control. So say it out loud, and I'll command my spirit, take the thoughts inside of my head, drop them into my heart. This will bring you peace. I'm from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, blessings. See you tomorrow on BBS. If we don't see you on the conference call, we have Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Same time, same station. Blessings to all of you.